You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Rebecca Ibarra. We turn now to the Metropolitan Correctional Center. That's the federal detention center best known for its most notorious inmate, Jeffrey Epstein, the international financier and convicted sexual predator who died there back in August 2019. But the building, located in Lower Manhattan, also houses hundreds of people, most of whom are unfamiliar to the public and have been yet to be convicted of any crime. When one of them dies in custody at MCC, the public may not hear about it at all. So here to talk with us about conditions at the federal detention facility and the death of one man that highlights how bad they actually are is Nathan Tempe, whose story about MCC appears in Gothamist Today. Hey, Nathan.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So let's start with this man, Roberto Grant. Who was he and what was he doing at MCC?
Roberto Grant was 35 in 2015, which is when he died. He grew up in Brooklyn. He had recently pleaded guilty to taking part in a series of robberies of high-end watch stores along the East Coast. And so he was looking at 10 or 15 years in prison, but had yet to be sentenced when he died.
And how did he die?
That is very unclear to this day, 6 years later. So what we do know is that within a day of Roberto's death, a jail official told his mother, Cressida Williams, that he had overdosed on K2, which is a name for synthetic marijuana. But when we spoke with the Bureau of Prisons, they wouldn't discuss the investigation into his death at all, but that the medical examiner's office is the one who would determine the cause of death. And of course, I reached out to the medical examiner's office. They say that the cause of his death is undetermined. Mm. But I had some medical experts take a look at the autopsy report, and they tell me that Roberto's suffered injuries that point strongly to him having been killed. No drugs found in his system, but extensive injuries that specifically point to him being choked to death. And the family is now demanding answers and accountability from the Bureau of Prisons. Here's Roberto Grant's mother, Cressida Williams.
Why couldn't y'all protect my son? He was there. He did his crime. He was also there to do his time. I don't feel that he should have been brutally murdered the way he was.
And is the family pursuing litigation? Are they looking for some sort of financial compensation, or what is it that they're looking for?
Yes, they're in the middle of a federal lawsuit against the Bureau of Prisons. In the initial complaint, there's a dollar amount. I want to say it's $10 million. And I'm sure they could use the money. Roberto's mother, Cressida, works in a public school cafeteria. His ex-wife is raising their twin daughters, who were born shortly before Roberto was arrested. But both of them were very clear that, you know, no amount of money can bring Roberto back. So I think above all, they'd like to know what happened, how he died, and also if there are any changes that could be made to keep another family from going through what they've gone through.
There was no one, no guard or no one to see what happened. They should put more cameras, more security, and more people there. So if something was to happen like this again, they could help.
So as was the case with Jeffrey Epstein's death 4 years later, there are allegations here that guards didn't make the rounds that they were supposed to on this overnight shift. The general public would figure that a jail would be a total surveillance environment. But with Grant and again with Epstein, people are shocked to learn that some parts of the jail apparently aren't covered by surveillance video. So as far as we know, there's not video that exists of what led up to Roberto Grant's death.
Hmm. And what more do we know about the conditions at MCC?
A reporter named Aviva Stahl has done some great work on this for Gothamist over the past few years. What she's uncovered, as have other journalists, are conditions that run the gamut. Overcrowding, cells flooding with sewage, rats, mice, cockroaches, and then, of course, violence, including allegedly from some guards. And in some cases, guards have been convicted of sexual and physical violence over the past decade or so. And then also inadequate medical treatment.
Nathan, who is in charge of this facility?
MCC is on its fourth warden since 2019, so it can be kind of hard to keep track.
Huh.
But bigger picture, the Bureau of Prisons is part of the Justice Department. Now, Congress sets the budget for the Justice Department and, of course, also writes the laws that are supposed to govern what it does. But unlike their counterparts in the FBI, guards and wardens and the BOP don't tend to make the news very much. And as we've seen in this case, where it's very hard to find out anything at all about what happened, they control the information that comes out of their facilities.
Yeah, Nathan, but now we have a new attorney general and a whole new administration in Washington.
Yes, we do. But you know, just as it's not that easy to distinguish the goings-on at MCC between wardens, it's not clear that there's going to be a lot of difference within the BOP. At least folks I spoke with for this piece weren't particularly confident they'd see a lot of change. Specifically, David Patton, who is head of the Federal Defenders of New York, he pointed to this kind of structural issue as something that's driving this problem. So the Justice Department is supposed to oversee the BOP, right? But it ultimately, the Attorney General, now Merrick Garland, would be the boss of the wardens at the BOP. But the Justice Department's civil side also defends the BOP in lawsuits like this one that Grant's family has brought. So you could see how structurally there wouldn't be a lot of incentive for the Justice Department to crack down on the BOP over conditions in its facilities.
That's Nathan Tempe. His story about Roberto Grant and the Metropolitan Correctional Center is at gothamist.com. Nathan, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.